Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Yo, 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 and welcome back to another episode, the very first episode
of the new year, guys,
of 2019. Welcome to another episode of Get the nomination.
Yes.
I mean, nice things are happening already in 2019.
Yes.
If you don't know, you probably do know, but because it's been everywhere on our socials. But yeah, Get the Belt have definitely started off this new year with a bang. Mm-hmm. Let's start the show off straight away with how does this show start again?
The word of the week.
Guys, it's been Christmas and New Year's. Yeah. Alcohol and food have been drank.
Yes.
And, you know, it's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
Trust me. Memory's been lost.
Right. So, yeah, let's start the show off with Word of the Week for the new listeners. Every show we start the episode off with a Word of the Week.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily mean word. It's not a singular word. Mm-hmm. It can be a phrase. And then we break it down. We take it to church. And we keep, you know, our listeners motivated, inspired, through, like, just, you know, nice things and quotes and truths. How about that? Just real, real truths. So come on, give us a word of the week. The first word of the week of 2019, Kashmir. Yeah.
Well, guys, my word of the week is this word that I can't pronounce still. It's stop procrastinating. Did I say it right?
Procrastinating. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I meant, guys.
Do it again. No.
Stop procrastinating. Procrastinating.
And then the T as well.
Procrastinating.
Ah! Oh my God, yes.
Did it?
That was it. Do it again.
Hey. No, I ain't doing that again. You guys know what I meant.
I can't breathe.
Stop procrastinating. Basically, I chose this word of the week because I think this is something that a lot of people go through.
Mm-hmm.
We all experienced it. We've been in situations where we say we're going to do something and be like, yeah, we're going to do this, and then we don't do it. We just try to sweep it under the rug, knock it to one side, say we're doing it later, and we never get back to it. So I chose this word because it's something that I've been doing myself. I'll be saying I'm going to do something, I'm going to finish something off, and I don't. So I just finally decided this year's going to be different. I'm actually going to start doing stuff and putting one step forward and bringing the other one right behind me, and just knowing that even if you might doubt yourself or might think, oh, you might fail at it, at least you tried, at least you still put yourself forward and you still made the attempt. So I think that's what we should start doing. So I really hope you guys can take this with you. What do you think, Miles?
Yeah, man. I think I spoke in the last I think it was the last episode of 2018 that I hate procrastination simply because I procrastinate and I still get shit done.
Yeah,
like I still do it. Like something that will take me an hour, I will postpone 5 hours down the line. Doing bullshit, scrolling on Instagram,
yes,
playing games, or doing just nothing half the times. Like, nothing. Like, starting to cook or to clean or, like, just anything except for doing what I need to do. And then when it comes around to it, like, 2 a.m, 3 a.m, I'll do it. And it's like, wow, imagine, Miles, if you, like, didn't procrastinate and you just got right to it, imagine all the other things that you could have done as well. And, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I could do so much more if I actually fucking stop procrastinating. Yeah, so yeah, this week, and I'm gonna all the way through this year, that's one thing I'm gonna really try and do, is stop procrastinating and just set myself a time and fucking do it. Like, really, like, be specific, like, from this time until that, I'm doing that. And when it gets to that, if I'm, no matter where I am, just do it, and nice things will happen.
Definitely. Yeah, stop procrastinating, guys. This is the year where we have to stop procrastinating.
Are you serious?
Is that how you say?
Procrastinating.
Procrast.
Don't cover your mouth.
We should shorten it. Procrast. Is that
true? No, we shouldn't shorten it. You should just learn. Procrastinating.
Who the hell made up this word? It's what damn.
Didn't you do theatre?
Yes, I want to slap you.
Yeah. Like, did they not do, like, speech, diction, nice things?
For when you I want to punch you. Yes, guys. I feel like I'm, you know, when you ever say something, you think.
So what if you got a role in a play and you had to say that on stage?
Like, you guys hate me. Procrastinate.
Procrast.
Oh, that's what I get wrong. So it's procrastinating.
Procrastinating with the T as well. Procrastinate.
Procrastinating.
Yeah. Oh my god. One more time. Yeah.
Procrastinating.
Procrastinating. Yeah.
There we go.
Don't now that it. Word sounds really weird, and I don't know whether even I'm saying it right.
You guys know what I mean. Let's make this a year of stop procrastinating.
Nice things. Yeah, so the Screen Nation identifies and rewards and celebrates excellence at its highly respected annual award ceremony, which we get the belt will be attending because we are nominated this year. So yeah, we are really, really proud and happy and excited to have been nominated. You know, it's not actually quite been a year yet since this show has been up and running, so that's, like, super duper cool. But anyway. Yeah.
But yeah, as my Miles was saying, it's an honour. Like, when he first showed me the news, when Miles messaged me, and he was like, oh my gosh, that's what he was going on, isn't it? Messaging me nonstop. And I was like, what's wrong with this boy? So he said, click on the link. So I clicked on it, and I'm there seeing bare faces. I'm like, so you sent me a link to look at other people's faces. Okay, Miles. I scrolled all the way down, then I saw Get the Belt, and I was like, what? I was like, Miles, is this for real? He's like, yes. That's how he sounded on the phone, guys. He was like, yeah. His voice went high and everything.
I can't with you.
But I'm so grateful. I'm honestly grateful to even, like, be acknowledged and stuff. It shows that we're doing something right, innit? Don't you think, Miles?
Yeah, man. Like, we've been doing this, like, week on week, like, as you can see, Kashmir's sick, but she's still in the studio doing her job. Like, week on week, we managed to get it done and managed to get stuff out. There's been, like, the odd time when, like, it just hasn't worked, but, like, that was for, like, good reason. I think it was, like, Notting Hill Carnival and we needed to skin out our pussy, so...
I don't know. I never went to Carnival. I didn't do this.
Did you not go last year?
I actually didn't go last year. No. I went to another party, like, after party thing.
Oh, so you went straight to the after party. Naughty girl.
Shut up.
But no, yeah, it's hella cool.
It's amazing. But yeah, my week has been good, other than being ill right now.
Any New Year's resolutions and all of that?
Yeah, as I said, stop procrastinating. And
oh my god, you said it the first time around! Oh my well god, done! Look at what happens when you try.
What's going on? I get tearful, guy. But yeah, that is one of them. And also, I'm trying to, like, believe in myself a bit more. Because by getting nominated, it kind of shows that. But I start believing myself a bit more. And from us getting nominated, it shows that, oh my gosh. You know when you be working on something for so long, you're thinking, is something going to happen? Is any good thing going to happen? Then when it happens, you're like, oh my gosh. Maybe all this hard work, stress, consult and everything paid off. And I'm thinking, I'm actually excited. I really am.
I wouldn't even wait. I was not expecting an award. I didn't expect I wasn't even waiting on it. If you follow me on Instagram, on my personal one, like, I would have, I think I said, like, I was literally watching Kelechi, a friend of the show, a fellow nominee, her Instagram story, and she must have put, like, oh, you know, all you guys always want to, like, support me, never know how, so this is what you can do. I've been nominated for 2 awards, read to 10. And I was just like, do you know what, nice, support a fellow sis. So I swiped up, went down, saw her, so go and vote for her, please. Vote for Kelechi, she is best. I think it was influencer, social media influencer. So I was like, yeah, tick. She said that she'd been nominated for 2. So I was scrolling down and then I saw Best Podcast and I saw hers. And then right next to hers, I saw Get the Belt. I was like,
hold the phone. What's going on?
Huh? Like, wait. That's when I like was like, okay, I need to call Kashmir because this is wild. And then that's when we find out. So yeah, like I wasn't even waiting on it. Like it was a shock. But it's just good and it feels really good when you are putting in hard work into something that you believe in and you get recognized for it by someone that I don't even know. Like, it's not even like I know someone on the panel. Mm. Like, I didn't even know something as amazing as Screen Nation existed. And so to get nominated by surprise, that was just a blessing. But yeah. But yeah, my week was good. That's also my first week of January 2019 was great. You know, I'm trying to focus on my health again. I'm not trying to do too much pressure with these like resolutions, but I'm just trying to be more conscious like every day of like how I'm living, etc. Yeah. Which I've done. Also, the whole procrastinating thing, like I'm trying to do that as well, and I am doing it. My mindset is something I'm really trying to hone in on and like re-collaborate and just get everything together and I just want to live my best life in the most sensible way. Well, just doing nice sipping from your cup on the podcast. But yeah, wicked. Right, let's start the show with Melanin Magnificence. Who does yours go to this week, Kashmir?
Well, guys, mine goes to Regina King. If you all guys know her as an actor, she is amazing. She basically won a Golden Globe award.
A what?
A Golden Globe.
A Golden Globe.
A Golden Globe. Shut up!
This sickness guys, has really affected you, hasn't it?
I'm sick. I can't pronounce the word. A Golden Globe award. And what I'm giving her the Melanin Magnificence for is the speech that she provided, which I thought was so beautifully said. And she also said she vows to at least employ 50% women on everything she produces.
Yeah.
Because knowing that, she realised that it's just funny how women are getting recognition right now when you would assume it should have happened ages ago. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're still like trying to force our way in when we should have been in already kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of liked what she said in her speech, like women still needs to fight for position. But she even said that whenever she works on a project or anything new that's coming up in Hollywood, she's going to make sure she gives all women a chance, especially black women a chance, because we need that. So seeing her win this because of her performance that she did in that movie, I hope I remember the name, it's called If Beale Street Could Talk.
Yeah.
I thought she did amazing in that. Well, I also thought she was a good actor anyway.
She picked up the award for it, didn't she?
Yeah, so I was thinking, seeing her say that speech, it just warmed my heart knowing that it's good to see women working together, empowering one another. So Regina King, my Melanin Magnificence go to you.
So my Melanin Magnificence this week goes to a 23-year-old by the name of Renee Hector. She is a football player professionally. She plays for Tottenham Ladies. And unfortunately, she posted a tweet which read, "Such a shame that racism seems to be rising up again in football. I received some monkey noises today from an opposition player, and the only reaction was to let the football do the talking, and that we did. Great start to the year." So my Melanin Magnificence goes to you because you could have dragged that cunt by his throat. Oh, no, actually, she would have been playing ladies. So you could have dragged that hoe by her vagina or her titties dem and swung her around the pitch. Deservingly. But you didn't. You kept it classy. You kept it Beyonce. And you, like you said in your tweet, you let the football do the do the talking and you let your talent shine and you beat their asses. And I love that. Like, thank you so much. Young, like 23 is young as fuck. And you handled that with grace, with dignity,
class.
Pride, class, and I commend you for that. So, Renee, sis, if you're listening, you are my melanin magnificence this week. You deserve.
Yes.
So, it is time now for Miles Measures. So, this week, I will be talking about what is going on in the world that I find a little bit interesting. Kashmir, you make me laugh so much.
No, because we have to talk about this. And I know there's some listeners out there. This is something.
So let's start light. I say the word light and I didn't mean to, but let's start by talking about Madonna.
Oh, and a fake bum.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
So videos had surfaced with what I thought was a friend of hers, or I thought she'd maybe hosted a talent contest, but I forgot she went out and adopted these black kids. And so she was actually performing with her son. And, you know, something just wasn't quite right with the video. Like, her face was, like, obviously normal, as normal can be with all the surgery and stuff. But the rear end was slightly wild and made people question things. Did you see it? It was rather round.
It was interesting, actually. And the first I thought it was something wrong with the screen behind. Then when I watched it again, I was like, "But that bitch got on her ass. That's isn't not it? Even an ass. That was a... I don't know what she tried to do. That's all that... No.
Yeah. Madonna's bum... Or that was whatever not a bum. It was, implanted.
I think she stuck a cushion there or something.
Because it did look...
It looked the form, but I think she think that was nice.
I don't know, like...
I'm dead. She must have been confused. Her child, whoever she was seeing with her son.
As if her son was like, "Mum, can you take that out of your trousers, please?"
But what kind of child would allow their mum to come out looking like a bumblebee? Or some, she looks like an ant. No, it didn't look right at all. I was bet. No.
Yeah, I think leave it alone. Like, you know, you've got all of these amazing records behind you.
How old is she again?
60 something. Like, she looks amazing. Like, we can't take that away from her. She does look fucking insane for like a really old woman, because let's not forget she is. She looks great for an old woman. She does. But I just don't feel like the cushions or the bags whatever of rice was. Or the salt and pepper you had, like the flour or whatever, I don't feel like it was necessary. No.
Wow.
Yeah. In other news, Kevin Hart has issued an apology to the LGBTQ community. You know, there was the whole scandal with him being homophobic about his son and stuff. So I read now from voiceonline.co.uk. The comedian was initially announced as the Oscars 2019 presenter in December last year before stepping down after past homophobic tweets resurfaced, what I told you about regarding his son, and his initial reluctance to release an apology for them at the time. He then has since explained his reluctance to apologise during an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show last week, where he also revealed he is still open to hosting the awards.
I don't think he's homophobic.
Well,
I just think he's a comedian that says jokes that's unnecessary.
Well, we'll discuss this. I think we might have talked about this on the show before, but yeah. Mm. So he then later appeared on his Sirius XM radio show, Straight from the Heart, how ironic, on Monday, the 7th of Jan, where he expressed his regret over his past comments. He went on to say, and I say verbatim, "I will say this, and I want to make this very clear. Once again, Kevin Hart apologizes for his remarks that hurt members of the LGBTQ community. I apologize." He then added that these weren't words that I said to gay individuals. I didn't say these words to people at the time. This was our dumbass asses on Twitter going back and forth with each other. We thought it was okay to talk like that because that's how we talk to one another. In that, you go, fuck, this is wrong now. Now we're in a space where I'm around people of the LGBTQ community, and I'm now aware of how these words make them feel and why they say that shit hurt because of what I've been through. I think I accept the apology. Like, he didn't make excuses. I feel like he gave reasons which I think are valid. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's how you talk, and it's like you said, he is a comedian, so
I think he just says dumb shit. Comedians say things. I don't think they do it to offend people. I think they just want to be funny all the time, well, when it's just unnecessary sometimes.
I get it. And as a comedian, what I think you should do, and the individual should do, is make it just clear when you're working and when you're not, and when you're trying to be funny or when you're just being a cunt. And I feel like he owns up to the fact that he was just being an absolute ignorant twat, which is why he apologized. And he didn't beat around the bush with his apology. Yes, it was late, but you know what? Better late than never. In my opinion, he's not fully cancelled. Is he cancelled for you? Like, no, I would still watch something.
I'll still watch with Kevin Hart. I just think sometimes he'd be forcing. I just see him. Sometimes I feel like he forces the funny at some. I don't know. I don't think he's homophobic, because I've seen him act with a few people that is from the LGBT community, and he's fine. I just think some people just stay
around them.
Yeah, I think he just stays.
Still be around them. It doesn't mean you're not homophobic or not.
Oh,
racist.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. But I don't think he did it to spite someone or hurt people. I just think he's an idiot, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like Kevin Hart, you're lucky I still like you, but I'm just saying, you need to watch your mouth sometimes. You need to. Yeah. Or watch wherever you tweet. Like, be careful, because Twitter, they can sneak up posts from years.
Yeah.
People will be creeping. Let me go back to 2001 and find something just to expose you. Trust me.
And I get that. But one thing I want to, like, put out there is that no one is the same person that they were 10 years ago, 5 years ago. I'm not the same person I was yesterday, last week. How about that? So at least, like, what I respect that he eventually did was take responsibility for his fuck-ups in the past, because none of us were perfect and none of us are. Yeah. So as long as you're able to be like, do you know what? I fucked up. I apologize if I hurt your feelings, and move on. Good. Yes, it took him way too long. I don't know what he was doing, because he definitely wasn't growing in height. So just say sorry and move on, which is what he did eventually. So
he wasn't growing in height.
Well, was he, sis? He is still tiny, but his bank balance is still high. So
yeah, it's true. The shame they don't do nothing on knees.
Otherwise, I want to talk also quickly about Bird Box. Did you manage to watch Bird Box?
Oh my gosh, but I watched it twice again.
Twice? I mean, I don't think I could do that.
I think Bird Box, I thought it was a good film. Sandra Bullock, she's a good actor. Actress. I think she's a really good actor. And the black boy in there, yes, he was fine.
Oh my God. He was God, fine. The like whole one. Movie, he I was like, ooh,
he's
nice
sexy.
Thing.
He is a sexy black
he
man.
He was in Moonlight, innit?
Yeah, no, he was, no, he's a handsome man.
Well, I might watch Moonlight again. That is a good film.
I put my hands up for that. But I want to say, when
you put
I.
Your hands up, or did you put your hands down?
I put my hands up for Bird Box. Let me tell you guys, when I first watched it, it's one of those movies where it was amazing, but I still felt uncomfortable. After when I finished watching, I felt scared to go to sleep. Like, in some way, that sounds... It wasn't, like, traumatizing like that. I'll still go to sleep, but I felt like... And then I remember when I left out the next day, Miles, you know, you heard birds, like, flying. I was like, shit.
Babe, the mic.
Flying, I thought she's like, it's coming. And I started freaking myself out. But I just like after laughed it off. But that's I don't know. It was a bit, it was like something that could traumatize you, even though it didn't. I don't know. I thought the whole concept was like incredible.
I really liked the film. I liked the film. However, I'm a kind of person, I need resolution, I need my answers, I need my answers to the questions. So I watched the film. I enjoyed all of the sights except for that one old man who in the end was right about that crazy one.
He was
the
right.
Old white man, the racist one.
Yes, he was right. I knew he was psychotic.
I agreed with him. It. Like, that old white man, like, knew what he was talking about. I was like, no,
but everyone else thinking, oh,
agree,
this
I agree. Even though he's a cunt, like, he is not.
No, the thing, if he was a nice guy, completely. Maybe they would have believed him. But since he was already a prick, they were like, shut up, you're being a prick. That's what he portrayed himself as.
But, like, I enjoyed, from the start up until the end, like, I enjoyed, but I had these questions, like, I'm sure everyone else had, like, oh, my God, like, what are these things? Mm-hmm. Where have they come from? why are they here?
Yeah.
Why can those people see them and you know why can we not?
You know the part so that when we got to emotional, the... not yeah. emotional, it's when her sister you got emotional. Like, not emotional, when I got upset for her, her sister like
duppied herself. Start
crying. Yeah, and she ran and said, I was like, oh no.
I was just like,
I didn't want her sister to die, but I think.
And she did it so casual, she just looked at her, back into the thing.
And then this wall, I was like, what a blood clutch.
That's how I'd be stepping when I go and meet someone and I shouldn't be meeting.
When I go downstairs into the kitchen, I'd be closed my eyes.
Dead. Do you know how many people have sent me messages like, Miles, if this is you, and then is a meme or a picture of someone lifting it up and is like, oh, look, it's Beyonce.
I'm dead.
They'll be like, Miles will be the first to take it off.
No, but I think people want to know what happened to those two young people that was having sex. They
who was having sex?
The two young people was having sex in the room.
Oh, they just went off. This is what I mean. There's did questions you, that we don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like they disappeared. No one saw them afterwards. Like,
maybe there'll be a bird.
No, there can't be box, a bird. Part no. two. But I was thinking, what happened to those two young people having sex gone. In the room? And we didn't see them again in the movie. I think the director must have forgot about them.
The
and
director forgot lots of things, yeah. like letting us know what the fuck those things were. Why could those other motherfuckers see them and why couldn't the others? I had questions. All we got when we got to the destination at the end, I was like, oh my god, yes, we're gonna find out. They're gonna have like a little laboratory in the back and gonna be like, listen, oh my, what was the girl's name? Mariella.
Who's that?
The lady.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Sandra. Sissy Sandra. Yeah, Sandra. I thought they were gonna be like, Sandra, come here. We've got this room. We've been conducting research and our research shows that these creatures are this and they come from there. No. I thought they'd be like, oh, the reason why they can see them is because... Da-da-da. No, they got to the fucking place.
They're possessed.
And then credits. And done.
But I think there's people...
We never found out. I was vexed. No. I was like, wow. So I've been doing all suspense, heart attack, suspense, heart attack, cussing at this person, cussing. Mm. Why? Don't look. Becky, stop running off. Your mum told you to wait there. Stay there, you idiot.
Oh my God.
Like, I've been doing all of this to get to the end and
that
be
was
like...
freaky when they were like...
They were annoying me. I'm like, sis. And the part of the film where she was... when they were like... when Sandra was like to the kids. She was like, one of you are going to need to look.
Yeah! And secretly she wanted the girl to look because that's not her child.
No, but I swear... I can't remember whose picnic she was. Who
that's
was
that
it?
White woman. Bless her.
Ah, that was funny. Lol.
Why was that funny?
Because it was like, oh, this is all good.
You're an idiot. You're such an idiot, man.
It was funny, though. And I see some good memes to that as well.
It was
an interesting
film.
It was. Yeah.
I swear, how many views it got, though? It got bare views.
Like, yeah, lots. But no, would you guys want an episode, or not episode, movie number two? I would. Like, I would like some more answers. Those little art attack drawings weren't enough for me from Mr. Psycho. They weren't enough.
I'm dead. When did you watch it? When did you watch it at night?
Christmas Eve. At night?
At night. By yourself?
No, with my cousin and... Oh, yeah.
Nice. Look, he's not brave to watch it by himself.
Well, I am, but...
No, he's not. Whatever. He's scared.
Right, so let's just get into it then. So, Surviving R. Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Robert Kelly is a documentary which is taking the world by storm. Ironically, we've all actually known that, you know, Mr. Robert has been out here urinating on little black girls, and we've just laughed at it and made jokes. And I can hold my hand up and I can say years ago I laughed too, which is a fucking shame. And it also speaks a lot about the world we live in and how it brainwashes us into really having no kind of respect for not just the black body, but specifically black females. Let me digress a little bit. Where are the girls in Nigeria? We still don't know. Yeah, everyone is still talking about Madeleine McCann. Just saying. But these girls that he was... I think the majority of them were consensual. But he was fucking with children.
Yeah.
And he was and has been using his position of power, his fame placement...
Yeah.
And who he is to manipulate and take real advantage of little girls.
Yeah.
I've had not really mixed reviews on it. Everyone is kind of unanimous in saying that Mute R. Kelly, he's trash. He can be cancelled. And I'm here for that. Like, I'm not really going to be... I mean, I don't really listen. I haven't listened to R. Kelly for a while. And the only time I ever really hear R. Kelly songs now, if it gets too late in the club or, you know, a white DJ wants to please a few black people and they play R. Kelly Ignition or something like that. And I'm just like, okay, nah. So it's not really a problem for me. Like, I will not have to remove him from my playlist because he has not been on them. But what I think that this documentary is doing... is really highlighting the way black men can sometimes get away from, especially black rich men can often get away with things when if it was anyone else, or especially if it was a black woman, wouldn't happen. One example to the contrary of this was Bill Cosby, but again, that took so long, and there were still people out here saying, oh, no, we don't know. But this documentary, I think, was so needed because it's shining another new light on the wrongs that he's done. And it's also making us all really question, like, why were we making a joke of this? Like, why has this been allowed? And, yeah, what are your... Have you seen the documentary?
I saw some of it, but it's a bit disturbing, though. It's kind of, it's funny how, it's when you hear, like, his music, he made some really good music.
He did make some really fucking good music.
It's just kind of sad knowing that someone so disgusting and inhuman and, created some good music. And it kind of saddens, because I'm thinking, like, when you hear I Believe I Can Fly, that's one of a classic.
It's a jam.
That was a classic. And knowing it came from someone like him, I was thinking, wow, you must have. Nah, you know, when people say this, like, they sold their soul to the devil, I feel like that's what he is. He must be the devil. So I'm thinking, what kind of inhuman person would go around traumatizing little kids like that, abusing them? It's just
even if, because one, like him and what's him and Aaliyah got married, like they got married, so she wanted it. It doesn't make it right. I am not in no way excusing it. I think that all of the worst things can lie on his ashy knees and face. But it's not like all of them, which is why I said they weren't all like, it wasn't all like force. However, it is still wrong and disgusting and sick, which I think it is sick in the head that like he was having sex with Aaliyah when she was like 14.
To stop it.
That's and he was a grown ass man. Like, I think he was like 26, no 27.
Shame. What a nasty man.
Like, wow. And the fact that he still hasn't been arrested and there's like footage you with these children, like sucking your dick. I think he should be arrested. I think the parents should be arrested. I think the staff who, like his bodyguards, who he would give notes of his number to run to these little girls, they should be arrested. The teachers that worked in schools that he would wait outside of should be arrested. I think his brother should stay in prison because did you see the part where his brother tried to justify it by saying, oh, what's wrong? Like, I've got my preferences. Like, I like older women. I love older women. And he likes younger women. What's the difference? Why is everybody mad at my brother? It's like, wow.
Oh my gosh, are you being deadly serious?
But you gotta remember, you're saying that from your prison cell, so it kind of makes sense.
What disgusting, man. That's disgusting. So he thinks what his brother's doing is fine. Mm. Go ahead. Go even date babies if you want to. The newborns. Go give them a little tickle. That's what it's that. I'm fucking earth.
And it is wild. It is wild. Because, like, I love... Right. Not to, you know, Miles, I will always take it back to Beyonce, but, like, I love Beyonce, but, like, I was speaking to my cousin and, like, he said, like, this has been a thing. Like, this has been a thing. It's only now recently where people are like, do you know what? No, I'm standing up for, like, what I think is actually right and what I think is wrong.
But look how long we knew about this, though.
Yeah, but, like, looking back, I'm on about, like, going back in the day to, like, kings and queens of, like, England and places where they would marry 12-year-olds and it would be, like, nothing.
I know.
Nothing. Like, it was okay. This has been... happening again. There's an excuse. It don't think I'm doing this. I'm just giving you a little bit of context. Yeah, like, but like, look at Beyonce. Like, Beyonce is, I think she is now 37 years young, beautiful, and a radiant 37. But Jay-Z, he's not young. He's 49, so that's a whole 12 years older.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, when, you know what I mean? Like, it's, and people are saying that they were dating for a very, very, very long time prior. I don't think so.
What, you think he's been dating her when she's underage?
I don't know. But let's say if she was 15, he would have been 27. Okay, do the math. And even if she was 17, he would have been 29. Like,
well, damn.
19, he would have been 30. And I think they might have even started going out then. That's still underage. And I love Burnaby. But, like, it is definitely a problem. And it makes you ask, like, well, it doesn't make me... Yeah, it makes you think, like, what is acceptable? And when is it acceptable? Because now that she's a grown woman, 37, and he's 49, it's okay.
It's fine, yeah.
But, like, this isn't a new thing. And this has been happening, and this still happens. But with R. Kelly, Mr. Robert, you trash can, like... He is still doing it now and, like, not settling with these women of age. Like, he keeps on going back to young girls at his big, 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 grown, ashy age. You cough, sis. Yeah, you cough. Cough it out. Yeah. But, yeah, this... I'm glad that this came out. One thing that was really, really odd is that his wife, I can't remember her name, but yeah, she shed many, many tears.
Yeah.
And she was like, you guys, you think I'm out here living rich? You think I'm only doing this because of whatever, because I want fame, whatever. But she was like, no, like, I'm actually getting no money. Mm-hmm. It's been hard out here for me, et cetera, et cetera. And she looked to the camera dead ass in the eye and she said, Robert, you are sick. You made my children's life hell. You made my life hell. Go to hell, Robert. Go to hell. And I was like, okay, no, my, like, I nearly said, yeah, her. He was. He would lock her up. Yeah. She'd have to ask for meals. The worst. However, yesterday or 2 days ago, she released a video on Instagram of her turning up and fucking with his music. She was in the car. In someone's car, and some man was driving, and she was like grooving, looking at her snap at the camera, like, yeah, that's my baby daddy playing, yeah, and what? Happy people, yeah, babes, whole serious.
Wow, I bet people keep.
So now it's like, what? This don't make no sense. Like, what? My opinion. Think I don't know because I don't really know her too well, but she seemed lovely from the documentary, but this is all very fucking puzzling to me.
Yeah.
I reckon R. Kelly, Robert must have called her and been like, okay, sis, here's a meal, like, just post up this little video, get some heat off my neck,
yeah,
and just here's £1 million and I'll pay you some child support. Apparently you haven't been paying child support for a long time.
Imagine if it's true that maybe that's what happened.
Who knows?
No, I wouldn't even.
But yeah, I've yet to watch part 5 and 6. I've only seen up to episode 4. But yeah, I'm glad this came out. It is a disturbing watch.
Yes.
He makes me feel sick. And I just hope that all of these girls get the help that they need and the sanity and the peace and the ability to move on, because it is absolutely disgusting. And I really hope people that have watched that have really chimed into their psyche and have altered the respect and the attention that black females deserve and black girls deserve, because unfortunately that wasn't there. Because a lot of us laughed at this while growing up, or if you were older at the time, but it wasn't taken seriously. Hence, this documentary has had to come out again. So yeah, other than that, I don't think I really care about anything else that's happening in the media. Really, you seen anything?
No, I think you covered everything, to be honest.
Madonna's bum,
yeah.
R. Kelly, then the wife being wild. Drake, speaking of young girls, Drake,
what?
So some footage has come up.
What did Drake do?
Again, it's been dragged back. Not dragged back, but it's been brought up from the past, which the internet loves to
people
do.
People love to be looking for people's dirt.
Well, yeah. So a video clip of Drake kissing and cuddling a 17-year-old female fan on stage has surfaced in from 2010 from a gig that he did. It was in Colorado in May. And it shows the now 32-year-old rapper performing back then, giving this girl kisses and hugs. He gave her a kiss on the neck and he was rubbing her shoulders and doing slow dance to her to Hotline.
What the hell?
Yeah, this resurfaced on Twitter on
Everyone's
Friday.
Becoming a pervert.
Well, this is from 2010. So this is 8 years ago. Oh. And after the audience cheered, the Canadian rapper went on to say, Y'all are going to have me getting carried away again. I get in trouble for shit like this. He then asked the girl her age, and she replied that she was 17.
On stage,
mm-hmm. In front of an audience.
Secret, he got scared.
And then he responded by saying, "I can't go to jail yet, man. 17, he should have left it there." And then he went on to say, "Why do you look like that? You thick. Look at all this. Well, look, I had fun. I don't know if I should feel guilty or not. But I had fun."
I'm dead.
Well,
why do you look like that? You know, what the hell? She's almost 18. What?
Yeah.
Like
17. I think you should have left it, Drake, at the "I can't go to jail yet, man. 17. Done. Just that's it." But no. Again, do we, obviously, with this whole R. Kelly documentary up in air, things like this are going to start coming out, just like the whole Me Too movement. Like, things are going to come out, people get courage, and this video has resurfaced. Do you think that he should, like be scrutinized for that?
I don't even know.
I know people are, though.
It's obvious, but
the little dance, I thought, like, was okay. They have a little dance, but then
you got a bit
to go on and be like, "Look at you, you're hot, you're gonna get me into trouble." That's when I'm like, "What the fuck are you, like, just do a little dance with a little girl,
like, you think
and
you
then
sounded like
go."
He wanted to do something more in
that exactly.
That's what it sounds like, Drake.
This also makes me question, why do we even have this whole dress up, like, girls dressing up as schoolgirls? Like,
it's funny now, because let's say they came here.
Like, what?
Let's say they came here, because in our legal age is 16, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in America it's 18. Let's say they came here, start whining on a British girl, and then she said, "Oh, I'm 16. And they were like, "Wait, it's 16, but in London it's fine." And you know what you think about? It's like, that my age is like proper young.
Mm.
And then let's say if they came here, did the same shit to someone who's
British. Over there is 21, I think.
No, it's 18.
Oh, is it sex 18?
Yeah, then, okay. 18. We call that thing, drinking is 21.
Mm.
What's Armin here? 16.
Wow, you can do genitals before you can consume alcohol. That's backwards.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. But I'm just saying, imagine if they came here and he did that to someone that was 16 on stage. How do you think he would have rapped? Then I'm in London. It's fine, I can do that. You know what I'm trying to say? Do you think he would have went? It would have went further?
I don't know.
It just makes you thinking it, like, damn. Our age thing is young, though, isn't it?
It is.
They can come here and fuck someone at 60, and they'll be like, "Well, I was in London, so they can't say nothing." That's the age there. They're an adult when you're 16. Do you think?
Yeah.
No, that's creepy. I feel like, oh my gosh.
Ooh, wow. Chile. It's all wild, isn't it? I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, the Golden Globes. Black Panther nominated, didn't win anything. Didn't win.
But they've won a few awards before, but it's a shame that how come they didn't
win. Yeah, but you would have thought that they would have got a Golden Globe, because the acting in that was insane.
Was phenomenal.
But, you know,
they was thinking
they're probably just mad. They're probably very, very mad.
That's fine.
But, you know, they didn't disappoint. The cast did not disappoint. And on the red carpet,
they looked amazing.
Oh, my
God. Did you see the video of Michael B.
Look at Lupita. In that blue...
I know.
Looking like legendary Pokemon.
And Michael B. Jordan, yummy.
He looks good.
Oof, do something to him. Into the Michael B. Jordan, too fine.
He does look cute. Look at his smile.
No, that she's gorgeous. She is.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice things. Yeah, Black Panther, we feel like you were snobbed. And... you didn't get the things you deserved, but, you know, it's the world we live in.
Of course.
We thank God we've got other award ceremonies like Screen Nation that does support Black excellence, because you guys deserved and they tried you. I think that's it. Thandi Newton looked fucking incredible. Billy Porter came to slay. He is an actor. Nice. He was in
Yes.
Pose. He's done loads and loads and loads of stuff. He was actually also in American Horror Stories in the most recent one. He looks like a god. Like, he looks like he literally owns the Golden Globes. Oh, look at that nice Gucci loafer. I think that is a whole Gucci. It's a whole Gucci. Mate, he looks like a gay X-Men that will just fuck up everyone's shit.
I'm dead.
And I am so here for it. That cape is everything. I want that cape. I want that cape. I need that cape. Mm-hmm. Just so I can walk to my local Sainsbury's.
Should message him, ask where we go from.
I might do that just now. But yeah, I didn't actually watch the whole of the Golden Globes, so I'm not even going to try and pretend to you guys. But otherwise, I know the main things. Mahershala Ali won the best performance by an actor in a supporting role in any motion picture for his portrayal of Don Shirley in the film The Green Book. He looks fucking amazing in his nice little navy really blue tux. Nice, nice things. And also, Kiki Layne, King's If Beale Street Could Talk co-star Kiki Layne, made her beautiful mark on the red carpet with some custom Dior blush pink gown where she just looked like a goddess. Ooh, nice things. Unfortunately, she didn't win anything. Regina King, as you said, did. That's all I really know off the top of my head. And that's all that matters, really, to me. But yeah, that's everything for Mars Measures this week.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What have you got for us on Yes with Cash this week, Cashmere?
It's time for Yes with Cash. Oh my gosh, guys, my voice is gone. I'm sorry. But today, you know, I usually talk about love and all those things, but today is more promoting self-acceptance for yourself, self-love and self-belief. And I wrote down a few steps that I'm going to take with me. A few steps I'm going to take with me, guys, and I hope you can take it along your journey of 2009. Number one, say stop to your inner critic. Have you ever been in a position where you would, like, doubt yourself, throw punches at yourself, and just say so many negative about yourself? As soon as someone says something, you, like, agree with them, be like, they're right. I'm not pretty. I'm not good enough. I'm not cute enough. I'm not talented enough. And you start beating yourself up. You'd be looking in the mirror and be like, you ugly, you can't do this, you can't do that, and you start believing in it. So you, what you need to do is cut out that self-critic, cut out that self-hate you have towards yourself, and look towards a better positive road for yourself. Because I think if we keep telling ourselves that we can't do this, can't do that, we're just gonna end up just doing nothing and just blazing around and just being a bum, really. And we don't want none of that. We don't want we don't want lazy people around here. We need people that wants to keep motivated.
We don't want no bums. We only want bottoms.
My gosh, we want people to keep moving forward, going towards their goal. So try and cut out that self-critic. It's going to be hard because we're going to doubt ourselves plenty of times, but try and avoid it. Try and, as soon as you start hearing that little voice in the back of your head, just be like, no, push it away and try and remove those negative thoughts to something positive. If something pops up saying you can't do this, be like, okay, maybe I can't do it now, but I will do it in the future. Like, try little small steps to move towards that goal or towards that position where you're like, no, I'm not that person I was yesterday. I'm going to be someone else today. So that's what we have to start telling ourselves. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to talk through this. Yeah. Number two. Cold. Use a healthier motivation habits. Because, of course, we're in a new year and everyone always be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start being healthy. I'm going to start doing this. And you start putting, like, stress on yourself thinking, oh, it's new year, make a resolution. I'm going to go to the gym. But then you start going to the gym for the first 2 weeks of the new year, then you just stop. And you're like, damn, I just messed up. So, basically, I think what is better for us is, instead of making resolutions, just do it kind of thing, in a way where just take your time. You don't have to jump straight into it, change my eating habits, cut out this, cut out that, go straight to the gym. No, maybe just do something small first. Try little home workouts at home. It's cheaper than going to the gym. Or even change the way you eat. I'm not saying straight away start eating salad, because I know for a fact that ain't gonna happen. I'm just being real. That ain't gonna happen straight away. Start small things. Like, let's say if you're gonna have rice and chicken, maybe replace the rice with a bit of salad, or maybe even a small portion of chicken or whole grain or wheat free type of spaghetti pasta or whatever. Try something small. Don't just leap into it, 'cause as soon as you leap into something like that, you end up like backing away so quickly. I think if you start small, make small baby steps, you can then start making bigger steps in the future. So start off small, don't just jump straight into it, because I was the one to be like, no, straight as the new year starts, or straight as this month starts, I'm gonna start losing weight. I'll be getting into it, starting drinking plenty of water, eating all these salads, and then I just get bored and be like, no, I can't do it. Then I'd be like, I'm gonna have a cheat day, and every day becomes a cheat day. And so you'll be like, okay, what happened there? 2 weeks just went out the window. So we're just going to start off small. Do little baby steps, guys. No one's going to force you to be a certain way just to fit into society. Go at your own pace. What's comfortable for you, because it's your body, not no one else's. Oh, damn. Make my phone lock. Yeah. It's not no one else's, guys. And number three, take a 2-minute self-appreciation break. I was watching a YouTuber, and I was watching a YouTuber, guys, and once a day in a week, she would go for a gratitude, am I saying it right? Gratitude walk. And she would walk through the park or anywhere she felt comfortable and talk about what she's grateful for in her life, whether it be in her health, her family, her friends, her dreams, her goals, and basically be grateful for what you have right now. Because I think we don't really appreciate what we have right now, because we're looking for more. We're not like being grateful for what we have. So when she started doing that, I was like, oh my gosh, I should start doing that too, because there'll be times where I'll be miserable thinking, I should have this now, or I don't have that. This person has this and I don't have it. But then I realized I have something maybe someone else don't have. So I need to appreciate what I have now instead of looking somewhere else. And then when you start appreciate what you have now, the things and blessings that you want will start happening. So I think we have to do is like take the time out, even if it's in the morning, or even go for a walk. I think, guys, whenever you have time, like in the morning, I think, guys, in the morning or before you go to work, or even a stroll in the park, take time to appreciate what you have. Even if you don't want to say it out loud, you can just write it down in a notebook or a journal, somewhere where you can look back on it and be like, yeah, I have this. I have my health. I have my family. I have my friends. Some people out there are going through health problems right now. Some people lost a family member. Some people don't have a house to go back to, but you do. So I think it's good to appreciate what you have now. Even if you still want, because everyone, I'm not gonna lie, we're human. We're always gonna want more. That's normal. But I think we have to realize that what we have now is important, is a special thing to have what we have now, because not everyone has what we have. There's someone looking at us right now thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I had a home. Oh my gosh, I wish I had friends like that, or a parent like that. I wish I still had my mum or my dad. You don't know. So I think we just have to be more appreciative, because I'm not gonna lie, us humans, we can be so ungrateful sometimes. We can. There'll be times where I'll be looking at things like, oh my gosh, I'll be having my ungrateful moments, and I realise I'm kind of blessed. I have more things than I expected to have than people who don't have much. I think we have to learn to appreciate the small things we have, even if it ain't the big things, but the small things does count, guys. It really does. And it's the new year, so it's good to start off fresh. It's good to look back on what we have and what we will have in the future. Number four, as I said about the journal thing, write down three things in the evening that you appreciate about yourself. What you like about yourself, your inner self, your outer self as well. What makes you appreciate you? Why are you laughing, Miles?
Just because.
What? Tell me. Why are you Nothing. Laughing? Tell us. Are you laughing?
No, it's okay.
No, spill the tea.
I'm
spill.
Trying to be nice.
Would you?
I'm just trying to be not petty and filthy.
No. Oh my gosh. Well, I want to hear. I definitely want to hear now.
No.
You're such a clown. Look at you just giggling in the back, little rat. But okay, but I want to ask you a question though. What three things would you write about yourself, Miles?
What three things that I
that
like?
You appreciate about yourself?
My determination.
Mm-hmm.
My determination, my
this nigga don't know.
My determination, yeah, it would be one that I really appreciate. My talents that I've been blessed with. And when I don't know whether to pick my front or my back, which I appreciate the most.
Oh my God. I want to slap.
I'm keeping it real, man. I really do appreciate that, because some people have the flattest bum and the smallest.
So what would you say that you like the most, your front or back, Miles?
I don't know. I'll just say my body for now. I appreciate my body. What about you, sis?
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
I appreciate. This is hard.
It is.
I appreciate how I don't know. Okay, this sounds like, I like how bubbly I am.
Yeah.
I like when I go somewhere, I meet people and I'm just like, people like, catch me, you know, to just get along with people. I don't know. I don't force. I don't need to fake friends with no one. I just be myself. Mm-hmm. So I like how I can go into a room and then talk to someone. They're like, oh my gosh, you made me feel more calm and at ease. And it's kind of nice to know that I can make people feel relaxed. And yeah. I love that whole thing about me. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll be in my room in my own company. I'm making myself laugh. I'm like, girl, you too funny. So I kind of like that about myself. I also like, I'm not going to lie, I've learned to, I like when you mentioned the whole body thing, Miles,
mm-hmm.
because I think that is something that it's a hard thing to accept, especially if your mum and the only thing you see yourself like, I just got a mum body. The mums out there, you know what I'm talking about. And it's hard to like accept the flaws that you have. Like when I look at my belly, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna stretch marks. And I realize I carry a child in there. I should wear those yeah, stretch man. Marks of pride. So I think I'm starting to appreciate my flaws, which is hard. I ain't gonna lie, it is hard. Mm-mm-mm. And I also appreciate.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I forgot what I was gonna say. Damn, what is it? Oh, this is hard. This is hard, guys. I also appreciate being alive. That sounds dumb, but saying...
Yeah, come through. No, yeah, I get
but
it.
Maybe it sounds stupid, but I do, because when I see a lot of these young people dying, and some of them haven't even reached their 16th birthday, their 15th or the 17th, I'm so grateful that I've went past those milestones, and I'm heading towards my 30s. I'm so grateful for life. Yes. I'm so grateful that I still have the chance to live another day and go towards a certain goal, go towards a certain dream. I'm still breathing. So that's, oh my gosh, I went deep there. That's no, I'm word. Being serious. I'm never like, honestly, don't take life for granted, guys. Don't take your body for granted. Don't be doing so many toxic things to yourself because you cut your life short before you get the chance to live.
Get rid of these toxic niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Toxic people,
these
toxic energy.
These toxic boys and girls.
Yes.
Get rid of them.
Yes, guys.
That's one thing I definitely ain't doing this year.
What? What are you not doing?
Toxic relationships, no, intimate ones.
Yeah, that is a goal for me to Miles. I'm joking.
Huh? Oh, what do you mean that is a goal for you, Miles?
I'm dead. I'm joking. Delete that. Don't put that in there.
I'm still confused, to be honest. If you're laughing, I don't get it.
I'm joking. My goal for Miles this year is...
Your goal for Miles?
Yes, my goal. Oh, we should give each other a little goal.
No, we shouldn't. I'm really actually okay.
We should.
No, we shouldn't.
A little warm goal. Like, he should hug me more. Like, when I see Miles, he don't hug me that much.
What?
And it's a bit like, I feel like I don't feel welcomed when I'm around him, guys.
I feel like I hug you every time I see you.
He doesn't. It's not like, I don't feel like, it doesn't feel tight. Like, it feels, huh? It feels loose.
Wow. Okay, I didn't...
Oh my gosh, I can't even laugh,
I have
guys.
Never been called loose before in my
entire
yeah, life.
I want it to be more tighter. Like, it feels more
I
loose.
I can give you some exercises.
Oh, so guys, you guys know what I'm talking about. You know those tight hugs where you feel loved? This one feels loose. Like, he's lazy to hug properly. We need to help him out, guys. We need to do that.
Okay, next. Next.
And number five. This one made me laugh. But in a good way, do the right thing. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying be a snitch. That is not what I'm saying.
What?
That doesn't come into it. Some people think do the right thing, go out there and confess me. I don't mean that. I mean, do the right thing in a way where if something doesn't feel right to you, it could be anywhere, especially like the workplace.
Yeah.
You be seeing some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying yeah. You have to say some shit.
Well,
but don't entertain that shit.
Yes.
I can't even laugh, guys. But I'm trying to tell you, don't entertain things that doesn't deserve to be entertained.
That don't deserve to be entertained.
Basically. Yeah. So I'm not saying be a snitch.
But I'm saying being snitch. Me, I'm saying be a snitch.
Don't be a snitch, snitch.
I
snitch,
am being
snitch,
a
like
snitch.
You're gonna get your hair grabbed out when they catch your ass. If you're gonna be a snitch, be one of those snitches that are sneaky. You say your little snitch story and then sneak out. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying be a snitch, snitch. That ain't me. But I'm just saying, if you see something,
saying being a snitch and standing it. Stand in them size 8 Louboutins and snitch on that motherfucker that deserves. Because no. I'm sorry, snitch away. My mum said if you ever get into trouble with the police, I'm telling on you and that's it. So I have that same mentality. If my mum can tell on me to the feds, then I can tell on fucking Susan in wherever I work.
I'm just saying, try your best to do the right thing, guys. If you see something that doesn't seem right, try and see. So even if, oh my gosh, I saw someone about to shoplift. And usually I don't pay no mind to it, innit?
I'd have been like, are you sure?
But I don't know. I can't even laugh, guys. I'll laugh, I'm going to cough. But pretend I'm laughing, pretend you hear my big laugh right now. But yeah, I saw him trying to take, okay, don't get me a can of tin beans or something. Okay, don't judge me. And then I went up to him and said, excuse me, are you, he tried to put it in his pocket. I said, excuse me, are you going to pay for that? And then he said, mind your business. I said, I ain't going to mind my business. You pay for that tin. I'm going to tell that cashier over there. Then he said, you're such a bitch. And he walked out. But I felt proud of myself that I stopped him from taking that can of beans.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
Come on.
Making a change. I was like, that is nice. I'm impressed with myself. Like, I felt like a superhero. And then, oh my gosh, what is really nice as well, guys, if someone provides a good customer service, you should say thank you for that. And no, it's nice. It's good karma, you know.
Is it?
No, I'm being deadly serious. I went to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I don't really eat McDonald's, guys. I bought a little small fries, like no major meal. Yeah. And she provided a good customer. I was like, you did great customer service, you know. And she was like, oh, thank you very much. Like, she felt happy. And I feel like I made her day.
No, yeah, I get that. No,
yeah, 100%. And it's nice to let people show that you appreciate their work.
Why not? It doesn't take anything.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, let's say you go to a restaurant and they serve you and then, you know, service charge comes up. I ain't going to tell... I don't pay that. Forget I mentioned that part. Forget the service charge. Mm. Have you ever been to a restaurant and they try to put service charge in there?
Yeah, when I don't think they deserve it, I take it off. And if I don't,
even if you think they do, I still don't want to pay it. Even though it's bad mind, but why do I have to pay service charge because I'm sitting down in a restaurant? I'm supposed to sit down while I
eat. You don't have to.
I know it's optional, but I'm just saying, even if they provide good customers, I feel like I want to, but I don't want to.
Why do you not want to?
Because I don't want to pay because I'm sitting down to eat. I have to sit down to eat.
Why am I gonna paying to sit down to eat. You're paying to be like, okay, thanks, you did a good job, here's a tip. No. You don't give tips?
I give, like, maybe I do, but I don't pay the service charge. I give them, like, a small extra coin, like a £1 coin when I'm leaving. Thank you. And just pop it in their hand. I think that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Why are you looking at me like that? I think that's a nice thing.
No, it is a nice thing.
Because sometimes their service should be expensive, and you're like,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh, but I'm saying, yeah, guys, do the right thing in any aspect that you can do. If you see something, do we gotta do. Do what makes you feel comfortable. Don't just go out there and be snitch to get yourself hurt. Don't do that. Just
wow.
Be careful. I'm just saying, be careful.
Okay.
Number six, replace perfectionism.
You know, with how, what?
With realism.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Like, stop trying to think everything should be perfect. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
No one's perfect. You ain't perfect. Whoever's listening, you in the back ain't perfect. You ain't perfect. Miles ain't perfect. I'm mm-hmm. not perfect. The girl over there is not perfect. No one's perfect. We all have flaws. We all have things we don't like about ourselves. But I'm just saying, don't try go through life thinking you should be a certain way because this is how society wants you. No. Because even relationships, have you seen, some girl can be the hottest girl in the world, but their man will still cheat on them. Their girlfriend will still cheat on them. If they was perfect, why were they cheating? I'm trying to say, no one's perfect for anyone, and you ain't going to be perfect for yourself. You're just going to be that person that you just have to, like, love yourself no matter what kind of type of person you are, whether it's someone who messes up all the time, because we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We all do some shit that we're not, like, happy with. But know that we always have a second chance to start again, to improve our life, to improve what we did, to make sure... Like, that's what we have to... We go through life where we meet certain things or do certain things because it gives us a chance to, like, learn about it. If we don't learn about our mistakes, it makes us realise that we shouldn't make the same mistake again. And it just makes... Mm-hmm. That's why it's kind of good to... I'm not saying we should all go through downfalls, no. But in a way, you can kind of see why we go through it, because it kind of teaches us life lessons. It makes us a stronger person. It makes us a better human being. And it makes us a better friend or companion. And it's a better person overall. So when we go through certain things, you realise we have to go through this life lesson. So in the future, we know not to make it again, and improve how we live our life, how we let people enter it, how we enter someone else's life. It kind of shows mm-hmm. how you can benefit someone's life or how they can benefit yours. Number seven, learn how to handle mistakes, failures in a more positive way. As I was saying before, we're going to go through certain dilemmas, trials and tribulations, and we're going to end up taking a back seat and thinking, this is it. We failed. I'm a failure. I'm just going to stay up in my room and become a douchebag or become nothing. No. And I'm not going to lie, it's going to hurt. We're going to get no's. We're going to get door slammed in our face. It's part of life. That's how it is. You're not going to get a yes from every single person you meet. Mm-hmm. You're not always going to win. Life doesn't work like that. So that's why it kind of teaches us that when we get knocked down, we always have to get back up. I read a quote the other day when someone said, don't let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was deep. Don't you think, Miles?
So deep. Same
you like deep things, don't you? Objective.
Yes. But
I thought that was a really good quote, because we can be going through certain situations in our life and assume, yes, this is it. Our life's ruined. It's over.
Yeah.
I should run under a bus. I should kill myself. I should eat that pie even though I'm on a calorie-free diet. You know what I'm trying to say?
Like, lol. Calorie-free. Well.
I'm just saying, guys, just love yourself more. We just need to start doing that. And lastly, be kinder towards people.
Amen.
I think that's what we should do. I think Amen. We are so in a hurry most of the time. Especially, like, knowing that I work in retail, guys, when people come in, customers, like, they don't, I'm not telling them to slow down, have a conversation with me, but even slow down and take time to breathe in the air. But they're always in a hurry. Oh, I'm just late. No, no, bye. But, and I'm thinking, like take time to see the scenery. Take time to notice people. Take time even to smile at someone random on the street. It won't kill you. It won't harm anyone. It's good to just even lend a hand. You see someone having trouble to open the door. Open the door, help them out. Don't just walk straight through it and then close the door right in front of their face. Like, some people have no manners. And also, like, people on the street that are begging, even though I know people's perception of them thinking you give them money, they're going to buy alcohol, weed or drugs or whatever. Even if whatever they're buying, just even if getting them like a small tub of food or something, just at least it shows that you care. I think it's good to be kind, not just to like towards people, but even towards yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to just say kind words to yourself in the morning or even to someone during the day. Like, even say good morning. Like, a man said good morning to me. And it was so nice. I said, oh, good afternoon to you, sir. Even though it wasn't good morning. I don't know what time of day he was living in. But it was nice just to hear that. And I was like, good morning. I went, good afternoon to you as well. And it's good to just have people take the time of the day just to appreciate someone else. I think this is something we have to live by, guys. I think we have to go through life differently this time. It's 2019. We're not getting any younger. The year feels like it's... Like, when I see that, like, every year... Like, don't you feel like, I feel like 2019, next couple of years, I feel like it's going to go to, like, a space, like, trippium. What's that thing called? You know, don't you think when you see, like, 2019, it feels like the year keeps going, like, 2020, like, it sounds freaky now, like, we're going to, like, 2021, 20. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, have I really been on this earth for that long? Like, don't you think? I'm thinking, damn.
It's wild, yeah.
And it still feels like, even now... Women or black women or black men are still going for certain situations, even when 2019, and it's still hard for us. But I still think we still have to be kind, even towards people who don't deserve it. I know that sounds stupid, but I'm just trying to say, because if you do an act of kindness, kindness can be brought back to you.
100%.
Yeah, so I just hope you guys could take any of these 8 tips that I've given you to make your 2019 worthwhile. And I've got a little task for you guys. The last question I said, I think it was number 4. I want you guys to write down 3 things you like about yourself. It could be anything, talent-wise, ambition-wise, characteristics. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just write it down and let us know. You can email in us or DM us privately if you're too shy. I won't read it out the show. Maybe I will. Who knows? But contact at getthebeltpod.com, guys. And happy new year.
Long. So... it's time for us to get the belt and administer it to people who deserve it. So I'm giving my belt this week to EDF Energy for being whoever I spoke to on the phone, for being just an absolute twat. I was meant to have someone come and fit a smart meter into my apartment. So I took, I didn't take the day off because we had studio today, so I was able to be in the vicinity, you know. But regardless, 8 until 12, and basically no knock on my door, no text, no doorbell was rang. I have received a missed call at 3 minutes past 11, and when I went to pick it up, like went to press answer, it was the second that the phone call was dropped. So straight away, I thought, oh, this was a withheld number. Can't call it back. I bet that was the fucking engineer. So I went and I called EDF. You know, get on the phone. Hello, my name's Sarah. Give me your postcode, your name, right? I did all of that thing. She was like, okay, well, I'm going to transfer you to the right people to do it. So 10 minutes later, I finally get through. Hello, my name's... I'm not going to bait out her name, but let's call her Susan. Susan, I can... Let me take this, let me take that. All the same details I had to give to her again. And then she was, oh, well, I can... I can't actually track down the person that was meant to come and do this for you. But the other person that you were on the phone to first could have just called them to find out where they are. And I was like, well, really good. Well, can you do that now? Because, like, it's been, like, 20 minutes. Cut a long story fucking short. The bitch was trying me. She was kept on cutting me short because I was like, right. She was like, we can't get someone else to come and do it today. The job has been done. You can't get any kind of compensation because there was no access. I was like, bitch, what do you mean there was no access? I never said bitch, you know, I kept it cool. But I was like, what do you mean there's no access to my flat? In order to get access, you dummy, do you not have to at least do knock on the door? I even said, girl, if you were having someone come around to your house to deliver pizza, in order to get into your house and get access, do they not have to do knock knock? She was like, well, yeah. I was like, well, don't tell me that I can't get no compensation because there was no access, because there fucking was. No door was rang. No, like, I had one missed call from a withheld number. How am I meant to call the back? And then you want to tell me that the person who I rang, when I rang EDF Energy in the first place, to be like, oh, can we find out what the fuck's going on? They could have rang this person themselves. So, like, they were moving wild. Anyway, she was like, I can't give you no compensation because there was no access. I was like, okay, you keep on telling me there's no access, but I'm telling you, sis, there was. Like, there fucking was. There just not enough attempts, or no attempt was made to come and knock on the door. So don't give me there's no access. Okay. In the end, I was like, let me make a complaint. The cheek of it. She was like, yep, don't worry. Give me 1 minute. Can you be on hold? I was like, cool. She's like, yeah, right, that's all done. I will make sure that goes through to complain. I was like, no, like, I want to complain myself. She's like, oh, no, 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 don't worry. Like, it's all taken care of. I was like, no, but I don't feel comfortable that I want to complain about the engineer and you for cutting me short, for being useless. She basically tried to make out like I was lying as well, because when I was like, no one knocked on my door and rang the doorbell. She was like, well, we don't know if that's true. I was like, so now you're calling me a liar. What, like, why? Why, sis? Like,
wow.
Anyway, she was like, oh, you're complaining about me. May I ask what the complaint is? I was like, no, can you just please direct me to somewhere I can make a complaint? Oh, no, I do it. And I was like, so you're telling me that there's no whole place in EDF where I can go make a complaint? It has to go through you.
Lies.
She was like, oh, no, 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 that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, I was like, right, where is the manager? Cut long story short, got put through to the manager. The manager gave me £30 off my bill, apologised, and said, this will be rectified, we will know. And I also went, because I do want to just be like, nah, thanks for the £30. Like, cheers, like, I deserve. But also, like, next time, please, like, how about give your engineers a phone number that someone can call back on? Because I was explaining to her, like, I'm a single male. I was just, I don't know, washing the dishes or something. But imagine if it was a single mother who actually has really important things to do, like change a nappy or feed or wash a whole another human being. Yeah. They can't get to that one phone call. Now they can't get them back. And now they've had to take a day off in January. It's a hard month for, like, people. And, like, you want to be like, oh, no, you've taken the day off for no reason. You can't get through. Like, you're putting us in fucked up situations. Whereas at least that, if the engineer rang off of a work phone, not, it doesn't need to be their own phone, but a work phone, which then that mother, that single mother, or even myself, could ring back and be like, yo, instead of cancelling the job and making you drive all the way here for no reason and making me take off the day for no reason and make me now have to go and complain to dusty person on the phone from EDF, how about give them a number that we can call back and be like, yo, come back. Like, sorry, I was busy bathing my child or washing out my ass or doing whatever I was doing. You can come in now. Like, sorry, I couldn't get to the phone. Anyway, it took a long time and it got me irate this morning, but thank you for my my perseverance and my determination. Like I said before, that I was I'm appreciative for. I was able to get another appointment for tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And £30 off of my next energy bill.
Oh, look at that.
So my belt, it was ended nicely. Yeah. But my beating goes to the first bitch that transferred me and the second one that didn't want to agree and kept on trying to cut me short and make me feel like I'm some kind of a liar and yeah, that I was wasting time. The belt goes to you, Lindsay from EDF Energy.
You made out her name, I'm dead. Okay, guys, I think the most obvious one I was going to give my belt to was R. Kelly. But no, I gave it to him plenty of time. He got dog. Let's just leave that for another time. I'm going to give it to this woman who basically killed a nail salon worker in Las Vegas because she didn't want to pay her manicure bill.
Nah.
She basically went to the front to pay.
There must be more.
Her card declined. And she was like, oh, I'm going to run back to my car to get another one. Okay. She basically got into a car, started driving off. The nail salon worker ran outside, was like, excuse me, you haven't paid for your bill. And the woman just basically just closed her eyes and just ran straight through her.
Are you joking?
No, I swear down. Basically just like, you know what? If she dies today, she died today. Basically ran her over because she didn't want to pay. I think it was $35.
Wow.
Manicure.
surely would have checked your account, sis, before you got in.
Wow. Kill the woman. She could have easily just made up a payment plan or something. It didn't even have to get that serious.
How about check your goddamn account before you get into a car to go and spend money?
You have some people that's bad man like that. Have you not seen that video when this woman knew she didn't have money to pay for her hair and the hair salon cut out the weave out of her hair?
Good.
You didn't see that? But the thing is, I'm surprised she actually sat there and allowed that to happen. I would be like, let's set up a payment plan, girl, because my hair needs to get dirty. But in a way, I'll never go somewhere, an establishment, without money if I can't afford it.
Well,
that's just a bit disrespectful, a given. To be honest. And look, the woman lost her life and she has 3 kids. Her name was called Ningok. I can pretend I said that correctly, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. But she's a 51-year-old woman and she has 3 kids. The police
all
came.
For a nail, sis. For a fucking nail job.
And then the police came, the ambulance came, took her to hospital, and then she later died that day.
Fuck. Fuck.
I'm dead. They said...
Well, she is.
The cause of the death was multiple. Like, I think she ran over a few times.
A few times? I thought you said it was once.
No, I think she done it a few. Someone said it was multiple.
So she was doing a Leon going back and forth.
So I think she did that shit on purpose. She wanted her to die. Because
rotted.
She I'm thinking, what kind of bad mind person would do something like that? So to the family members of I can't pronounce it now, I'm so sorry.
To your recently departed.
Yes. Mother. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that's disgusting. I heard this woman get catch, you know? Because she wouldn't pay her bill. She's going to either say, I'll set my payment plan or hold into my purse, I run and get money, or hold into something to show that the next time she comes there, they have this. You know what, someone, you go somewhere and you let them hold into something for us to know that you're actually coming back. But this bitch ran away, and not just ran away, she killed the woman as well for no reason whatsoever. Why? What was the point of it? Because now people are searching for you. Bitch, you go to jail.
Good.
Bitch, you should have stood there in the car. Why run? Because they're going to catch you. Ugh. I'm disgusted. Like, really? Really? This woman lost her life because you couldn't pay your nail. Ugh, I'm just embarrassed. So my belt goes out to the lady who ran over the nail salon worker for no reason because she couldn't pay her nail salon bill. You psycho. I hope you get catch.
That is it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it.
Make sure you guys vote for us on Screen Nation.
Yeah.
I'm going to put all those details in our description section for you guys.
That'd be really, really fun. Remember, if you like what you hear, to subscribe on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you want to listen. Acast, nice things. And yeah, make sure to vote for us at the Screen Nation Awards. If any of you are going to be there, like, give us a little message on our Twitter or Instagram and we'll try and say hello to you when we're there. The awards take place on the 27th and the voting is available until... When is the voting closing?
I think they said the 25th.
Yes. So voting closes on the 25th and the show is on... The award ceremony is on the 27th. You can get your tickets. So if you want to come and see us, even if we don't win, which we probably won't.
Just to come show some support.
But yeah, just come and see us and we can say, hey, we love meeting you guys. Yeah, that's absolutely it. I'm really excited for this new year and what Get the Belt has to offer. So that's all I can think of for now. Keep your eyes out and your ears peeled. Yes. We're going to be giving the date for our live show. It's going to be sometime in February.
Yes.
So stack your coin.
Yes.
So you can come and see the show. It's not just going to be us there. We're going to hopefully get some really cool performances. Mm-hmm. Not going to give anything away just yet. But it will be on a Sunday. Don't worry about that. A day when not people are working and it's going to be around like 7 p.m. or something like that. But we'll keep you posted over the next week or so. Vote for us. Thank you so far for all the support. We're really excited for this year. And remember, if you have a Melanin Magnificence, to email the show and tell us who and why you think they deserve to be crowned with Melanin Magnificence. You can email us at contact@getthebeltpod.com. And if you feel like you want to give a belt to someone as well, mm-hmm. feel free to message us and let us know. And we'll read that bitch out.
Definitely.
And also, if you have any questions.
If you have any questions, have anything you want us to talk about, or any personal stuff that you want us to say on the show, we won't say your name though.
Unless you want us to.
You can contact us at contact@getthebeltpod.com.
Wicked. Well, that is another episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. You have been listening to
Get the Belt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.